Italy finds itself plunged into a further political instability after President Sergio Mattarella appointed renowned economist Carlo Cottarelli as interim prime minister, setting the country on course for another election. Mr. Cottarelli is known to be a frugal cost-cutter, and European markets have responded negatively to his appointment. Nick Parmiter asked Dr. Frank Moles whether the market reaction to his election was indicative of the mood of the country.
I think political unrest is always bad for markets, for stock markets in particular, and what we've seen overnight in Italy is in that sense completely consistent with what one might expect in a time where populist parties surge, where suddenly there's trouble forming a government and huge amounts of uncertainty politically, which then travels into uncertainty in the stock markets. And it not only have ramifications for stock markets in Italy, but also beyond in London, Amsterdam and so forth.
Do you feel Mr. Cottarelli is capable of getting Italy to the next elections?
That is a very good question, but also very hard to answer. Italy's political landscape is so volatile at the moment that anyone making a prediction would be somewhat at risk of getting it wrong. So I think really it's something we all follow very closely. But it also, I think, is an interesting story in the sense of populist parties can sometimes really do well. The Five Star Movement has done exceptionally well in the South, of course, and the Conservative Alliance in the North, or the Conservative Coalition in the North has done equally well, which is also consisting of a fair amount of populist parties or parties with a populist stance. And that might be interesting in its own right, but what we typically see in the wake of that is a degree of unrest politically, because then the question becomes how do we form government, which party is going to deliver the prime minister, and so forth. So there's, in that sense, it's all very predictable, as sensational as it might be.
Matteo Salvini, leader of the Populist League Party, was favourite to, in many corners, to lead the government after the outcome of the March elections. Will he remain so in a future vote?
I think the North typically is a very strong hold for the coalition right party. Of course, there's different kind of segments within that, but I think historically we see these parties doing quite well. So I don't think he has a lot of fear, to be honest.
And how do you see the next possible elections going as a whole?
I think that populism has been... Italy is, I think, a country that has been seeing these kind of more populist sentiments for a long, long time. So it's one of those countries where populism isn't new, right? We tend to think of populism as something novel post-global financial crisis. Italy is one of the many examples of countries where populism has a long pedigree. Neighboring Switzerland, Austria are, of course, also in that same league. So I think there's a degree of stability in the sense of the presence of populist parties. They're not going to go away. Maybe less predictable in the South with Five Star. That seems to be a more volatile ensemble of voices, and that's probably more prone to maybe disintegration from within. But I think certainly in the more affluent North, populist parties are well-established force, and they will remain so, I think. We might see some leadership challenges, but that's, of course, part of the normal politics.
It's evident from what you said to me that populism has become entrenched in Italian politics. What do you attribute to that?
It seems that we live in a time where the attention span, so to speak, of the vote is far less less long, where things blow over much more easily. And I think that also explains why a lot of politicians are getting away with more dramatic U-turns and backflips, knowing that the voter is somewhat bamboozled, if I may use that slightly odd term. But we see a high degree of bamboozlement, people being confused. So inconsistency is no longer picked up readily as once might have been the case. Right? And we see that across the world. I think in most Western represented democracies, we see that things happening that would not have been happening unpunished previously, but now we seem to be in a much more volatile overall kind of political climate.
Dr. Frank Moles from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Nick Parmiter.